Rainbow Mika's day started simply enough. A trip to the beach, a hangout with her friends, and a chance to relax. She slipped into her sky blue one piece, showing off her bold legs and wide hips, with an iconic heart symbol pronounced against her off-gawked bust line. The tone of the day shifted, however, when she was challenged to visiting the nearby abandoned mansion, which prompted an immediate acceptance. A sucker for maintaining her pride, she didn't heed any warning to the legends of ghosts occupying the enormous home, who supposedly had quite a dark interest in buxom young women. All she knew was she needed to prove herself, and staying for an hour in this building sounded like an easy enough task. At this point, she was starting to lose track of the number of times and ways she was flattened into a pancake and swollen back to size. Mika blinked as she opened her eyes. The hose resting between her lips and puffy cheeks was not an unfamiliar sight. Nor was the bike pump towering over her. She watched the plunger rise and fall without a controller, no longer a stranger to the supernatural perverts that longed for her upsizing. The blonde felt herself fatten up with air, wondering if she could even bother protesting. When she looked down, spotting a heaving bust line, filled to the brim and drawing her swimwear's neckline open, embarrassment set in, and she nearly leapt into action. The beach babe bounced to her feet, thrusting out her arm to yank the tube free, and somewhat shocked at her success. The surprises didn't stop there, as she nearly toppled over, drifting to her toes and flailing her arms about in an awkward attempt at balance. She drifted back to her heels, her arms shoved down as she tried to calm herself. She saw the pneumatic bounce of her pumped-up bosom. She felt the restrictive cares of her taut little one-piece. She heard the squeaks of balloons rubbing together, on top of the hissing of a pump steadily filling her more with air. Mika gasped after a delay, reeling back as she stared in bewilderment at her lips, stuffed with the plump hose, inhaling more lust-granting breaths of air.
Hey, wait a sec. I thought I got rid of you.
The inflated bombshell tore the hose aside, holding her lips together to make sure she doesn't feel any other intrusions. She shoved her fist to her plump love handles, leaning lightly forward to glare at the pump and its hose. It sat idle, leaving the overly stacked grappler to plush when she slowly came to terms with how sexed up she felt.
Ugh. If you're done, I would like to inflate now.
Mika grumbled to herself, standing straight as she braced herself, bruised her lips in blue. The moment air began to leave the poor balloon woman, her questions were answered in the most unfortunate way. The poof of an airway being shoved closed by a tube hit her ears, simultaneous with the hiss that came from her body being puffed up with air. Her cheeks flattened, her eyes bulged in shock, and her body instantly went from the most minute of relief to even more pressurized. Cried out as Mika thrust her hands into the hose, feeling every emphatic puff of air pump into her body, rendering her loftier, sexier, and less optimistic. To her dismay, her desperate yank was met with resistance. Forced to feel pump after pump inflate her features into one piece, the relatively modest swimsuit was getting more seductive by the second. Ringing out as air billowed out the wrestler's naked hips into round, saucy balloons. Her outfit shrank around the swelling volume of her butt, plushing at both the tightness of the blue fabric and the lack of it covering her voluptuous measurements. Her waist looked downright trim when she compared it to her hips and bust, feeling her ripe melons push out into her arms with a hollow
Come on! I pulled out a second ago! Stop! Popping me up.
Every pull came with a commanding hiss. One final swell upscaling the lofty brawler into a pneumatic vixen. Before she managed to pop the hose free, she shut her trap tight. As she clenched her eyes shut, her fat cheeks flushing profusely as she hoped to be the end of her inflations.
But finally, how was really making me?
Mika sighed mentally before peeking her eyes open, her eyelids flying wide at what she saw.
Oh.
Rainbow Mika drifted naughtily at the end of her toes, just under the buoyancy, enough to keep from flying away. It didn't stop her from turning red at what was making her so lofty. The amount of air she was filled with turning her into a truly lusty Amazon. Her bold, naked legs creaked as her pillowy thighs brushed together awkwardly, while a ruckus emit from her compressed cleavage. Her swimsuit was cradling two dodgeballs, truly pumped up party favors, giving her one piece a rather deep neckline. Her outfit was only showing quite the packed crevice. Her outfit was not only showing quite the packed crevice, but was so thin that the forcibly perked bulbs of her nipples showed rather obviously. Being plump in her most delicate places, and being clenched tight around those surfaces by her hot swimwear, brought a majority of her plush to the table, not aided by the feeling of helplessness brought on by her lack of options.
This is kind of just embarrassing. Is it just too much to ask if I let out just a little air from my legs, or at least from my boobs?
Mika looked around for some sort of help, while moving her legs carefully to keep them from toppling over. Buoyancy kept her in motion, drifting about on her toes, ceaselessly feeling her bosoms wobble. She let her eyes drift upward as she stifled a moan of despair, her red cheeks highlighting how defeated she felt. She wanted to fish out her swimsuit from her massive rump. She wanted to cup her enormous bust line and stop it from squeaking. She just wanted to open her mouth and deflate. Her arms drift at an angle from her sides, unable to move down or bend much. She was a floating beach balloon babe, demoralizing in its own right, before the strange perverts threw another variable into the mix.
What am I going to do? I don't want to float here and let them stare at me all day.
Mika hummed to herself, before something jumped up and pinched her nostrils shut. Mika blinked, to add to her uncomfortable hovering as a lusty balloon. A particularly devilish ghost decided to chomp her nose closed with a clothespin. A moment was sat in silence, save for the pneumatic bouncing and grinding the love doll's features eked out. The realization was a little late. The balloon girl, unable to believe her luck, she turned a little paler as her arms reached up, hoping to free her closed airway. She managed little more than a perverse wobble as she pawed with her pudgy appendages, her cheeks puffing up as her urge to exhale doubled while her stomach started to tingle. Mika hummed awkwardly, looking about the room again, but seeing nothing to help her. The last thing she wanted to do was let her lips invite any more pressure. But now she had to consider it when no other air could get into her lungs.
Okay. Now I need air.
The ample blonde balloon clenched her fingers awkwardly, panic and fear growing within her as her ponytail swayed with her swiveling head. Time passed, her cheeks turning purple as she felt no closer to a solution. She couldn't breathe in or out. Too plump to pull the pin free, and too proud to let her challengers plump her up for kicks. She squirmed and whimpered, her eyes going into the ceiling again, as she felt trapped, but her consciousness was on a timer.
No! What can I do? I'm too puffy, but I don't want to let them enjoy pumping me up more. This swimsuit is already so small!
Mika nearly tumbled as she thrust her leg forward, buoyantly stepping forth in an attempt to find something, anything. She tried and failed to ignore the lustful bounce and sway of her boobs, the squeak of her fully caressed tail, reminding her she was too voluptuous for words. Her plight was unnerving, too sexed up, but lacking any autonomy to shrink down. Too full of air, but suffocating to keep what little dignity she had left. Too plump to solve her issues, how she wished, denying the easy way out, in order to delay the inevitable.
Okay. If I find one of those other pumps, or a compressor, I can just air myself up a little. Uh-oh. Not that I want to get any fuller, I might fall away, and...
Mika monologued, which stopped when her urge to exhale forced her to pause, bouncing in place as her eyes bulged, her cheeks fattened, and her lips trembled. Her body was crying out for oxygen, but she uselessly kept fighting. The balloon beauty was out of options. She turned around, seeing the bite pump had followed her, and felt her resistance falter. Her cheeks were blue, her headlight and beads of sweat breaking out from her golden hair. She reeled back and whimpered again, feeling like she was about to pass out. A pit formed in her stomach deeper than a canyon. She started to forget how forcibly hourglass-shaped she was, her wobbling leaving her mind when getting oxygen was all she cared about.
Can't hold on any longer...
Mika whined, her eyes tearing up and her lips twisting with desperation. She held on to her pride for seconds more, but her heart gave away, welcoming punishment to save herself.
Give me air!
The plump woman shoved down her arms, pursed her lips, and readied herself to be plugged into an air hose. She didn't think she could be more willing to be inflated. Yet she clenched her eyes in embarrassment as she hesitated a moment more. The dark tube reared up like a snake, poised to strike, launching forward as even the slightest wind began to escape the bombshell's lips. The awaiting blonde was not given the taste of rubber she expected. However, the tube formed a loop around her opening, tightening like a hose, pinching her mouth shut between her cheeks and the now outstretched end of her lips. The swimsuit-clad hottie bolted her eyes open, staring at an idle pump and a pair of animated objects commanding her airways closed. There was a disbelieving pause, her pneumatic form trembling terribly as her timer continued to tick down, wondering how she even managed this long, while unsure she had any options left.
No, what are you doing? Don't you want to inflate me some more? I need air!
Mika thrust up her hands and grabbed at the hose, in spite of how little hope she had of wrestling off another supernatural attack with her airy appendages. She managed little other than making a chaotic ruckus with her pneumatic curves, her pale lips secured tight, and her bloated blue cheeks feeling even fuller with her urged exhale. Her dread over being blown up was now replaced with a sense of hopelessness, needing only to be inflated in this moment and not receiving her humiliating punishment. Mika involuntarily whimpered at the end of her rope, pawing away fruitlessly as she felt her head drift up into the clouds.
No! Please! I don't care how big I get. I'll fill this whole place. Just pump.
The ponytailed woman felt a sense of unease, her eyes lowering to an awkward sensation, prodding at her inflated puppies. The sentient hose was moving with suggestion, pushing at the shoulder strap of her one piece. In her desperation, she was a little too eager to take the hint, fearing she wouldn't have time to do the most degrading thing imaginable as her swollen hands leapt into action.
Seriously? As if this wasn't sexy enough.
There was a plethora of squeaking as the inflated girl worked to yank her bloated arms out of her blue one piece. What happened next was a cascade of thrumming sounds as two massive mammaries bounced freely. The tot top pulled away to let her girls breathe the fresh air she so urgently wanted. She didn't even notice her balloons wobbling in every direction without a thread upon them. Direly trying to persuade her soon suit over the raunchy love handles she had been given. On the verge of blacking out, she just managed to strip herself naked, kicking her only article of clothing away as she stood. Nude from head to toe, buxom in the air, hoping a sentient pump would be enticed to inflate her. Mika was bolted awake by the sweet taste of air. Her breast heaved upwards, her legs thickened and straightened, her arms shooting out to her sides as she felt her enormous rump bounce. The stripped supermodel of a love doll was hooked back up to the hose before she even realized it, fed air that rehabilitated her, which provided only the briefest of respite from her woes.
Phew! That was a close one.
The balloon girl blinked once more in puzzlement. Her bust line wobbled further up her eyeline, inflated up like beach balls. They were tremendous, already quite huge before becoming inhumanly round like pumped up pool toys. Color returned to her cheeks, feeling them bulge up as she heard the pump filling her with air. She couldn't budge an inch, but given the globs of pressure filling her and the rate the sounds echoed out from the guilty pump, she couldn't have been too surprised.
Wow. I'm really going to town. I'm getting really, really huge.
Played out at sonic speeds, the hissing tenfold, as frequent but not an ounce weaker. Mika watched her billowing bust rise with continual speed, her poor girls plumping up like yoga balls in a blink. And weather balloons in seconds more, her nose dug into the squeaky excesses of her cleavage, towered over by her own cup size, and too stiff to even cradle her poor mass in worry. She felt her massive, naked rear hoist up at an angle, her gargantuan thighs spreading open her rounding legs in quite an uncomfortable fashion. She felt an unsettling chill grace her exposed, plush nether regions, whimpering for a new reason when she felt something enormous and sensitive at the ends of her plump bosoms. Her limbs flattened, comedically, and her midriff rounded out. But compared to her measurements, she knew she was being inflated to her most erotic extreme. Mika groaned out in defeat, unsure she felt any better now that her face was a burning red rather than an empty blue.
This is too much. When I said I would fill this whole place up, I didn't think it would make me do it naked. I'd like to stop being blumped up now. Please?
Hiss after hollow hiss echoed from within the mass of exposed sex appeal. The titanic rainbow Mika, now a parade float by the whims of only a puny hand pump. She hovered, wide legs splayed, fat arms pushed out, her shapely ass nearly gracing the roof a story above, while her grogged bosom was about to pierce the floorboard one story below. She cursed her luck that she didn't traverse past the foyer, giving herself the most spacious room to fill out as she felt pump after pump upsize her to comedic yet sexual extremes. She couldn't help but whimper, unsure she could even be heard by her torturers past her overblown curvature.
Come on. Is it not hot enough for you guys yet? Will you have to deflate me right away? Just stop pumping me up.
The pneumatic blonde beast dribbled about as her features began to eclipse the room, her hot air balloon breasts squeaking as her cleavage embraced floors and walls, covering a rather huge chunk of her now tight space. Her mountainous tail end helped fill out the nooks and crannies of this main hall. A new giantess, embracingly huge in roundness and indecency, as her most tender places bloated up against the hard wooden surfaces. Her eyes went cross as the constant inhale of air swelled her quite taut, feeling her bulging digits sinking into her rotund hands as she was truly dominated by pressure. It wasn't long before she would have no more room to grow, though her main worry was whether or not that would be enough to satisfy the perverts she once feared were only going to tease her.
So tight. I sure hope it's been an hour by now. I'm ready to never set foot inside of a haunted building full of pervert ever again.
The one saving grace was what the wrestling diva would do once she was free. She was already plotting her story, thinking it best to pretend her time in the mansion was uneventful and the rumors were untrue, and convince her friends to take a look for themselves. Given the stature of her street fighting companions, she couldn't imagine them having any less fun than she did.